David, a nice hotel, Vilnius, another European adventure starts tomorrow.
Yeah, looking forward to it. It's been great since we got here. Well looked after, ready to go to training later this afternoon, early evening. Weller seems fair enough, seems nice. I say look forward to games. It's my first time in Lithuania. We've had a right good look at them over the last sort of three, four, five games that they played. Good side, experienced side, the champions for a reason, and it should be a good test for us.
And a smooth charter flight, so the club's looking after us in every shipping way, aren't
we? Yeah, we always do. And again, we travel in the right manner, in the right way. The players always get well accommodated for and well looked after. And it's now down to the players, myself as the manager and the rest of the staff, and hopefully to go and deliver a good performance and, more importantly, a positive result to take back the wins of the week after.
It's only a couple of weeks since we won the league, have the celebrations. It's hard to believe it. A couple of weeks later, here we are ready to go again. But that's the strange times we're in, isn't it?
Yeah, it is what it is. It'd be worse if you weren't in Europe or you weren't preparing for a game of this magnitude. So we're fortunate in that aspect. So again, it's a game that we should relish. The players seem ready, even though it's only been a short period since our last game. We've trained well. We'll have a couple of good games where we mix the teams up a little bit against Kilmarnock on Wednesday and St Mirren on Saturday. So the positive thing is we seem to have a strong enough squad ready to go and play.
They were good tests against good quality opposition last week, the two Scottish teams, weren't they?
Yeah, they were. We enjoyed that. And again, we're grateful and thankful for the consideration and the time that Kilmarnock and St Mirren gave to us when we and again I think they were more than thankful for the way we looked after them and the way the games were managed, the way they were held, and it's always about certainly for Linfield building relationships, making people from outside sort of look in and think it's a good club, Linfield, and I think both sets of players, management and staff left with that feeling.
It's a tall ask tomorrow night because they're the seeds, they're the higher coefficient. So we're the underdogs, but last year in Warsaw we showed that we can give a good account of ourselves in these type of games.
Yeah, again, obviously they have, the coefficient is certainly higher than ours. But they're without sounding disrespectful or seeming disrespectful, they're a good team, and they're a good team for a reason because they're champions. But they're certainly not Celtic, who we've faced before. I don't think they're Rosenborg, and I don't think they're Legia Warsaw. And considering the possibilities of the draw, who we may have drawn or could have drawn, this gives us at least an opportunity of staying in the game on Tuesday night with a positive performance, positive result. I say the players are right up for it, that's for sure, and they're looking forward to it.
And another big incentive for us is that if we can get a good result here tomorrow, we should hopefully have a good number of our own supporters at Windsor Park for the first time since December for the second leg next week.
Yeah, again, that's been a long time coming, and I know the frustrations and disappointment and our own support. We have a huge support home and away, and they've been sorely missed, especially sort of last year, considering the success we ended up having. So they enjoy having success. They enjoy getting behind the team. They enjoy the success that we have is, it's not just the players and the staff and whatever else. We're an institution of a football club. So bringing success, me as the manager and the players, to supporters who had missed out, certainly at the end of the season, it actually felt good because we knew we had achieved something. There was a lot of things that had been done last year that people quickly or tried to want to forget about. But we give them something at the end of the season, certainly our own supporters, something to be proud of.
Last year was magnificent, the double. Big names have moved on. It's a new era in some respects, but new signings are coming in. Chris Shields on Saturday looked an immense player, and we all know about his record at Dundalk, so you're going to look for him to come in and hit the ground running, aren't you?
Yeah, he's an immense player. He's an immense character. I've known Chris quite a number of years now. I read his article, and again, people from outside sort of think it's just a case of picking up a phone and getting a deal done and getting somebody through the door. It's certainly not the case. We've been in contact with Chris and certainly seen Chris. I see Chris certainly where I live quite a bit, and this guy's a big character. You don't become, and if anybody has seen the scenes when he was leaving Dundalk and the disappointment and some of the supporters and the people at Dundalk when he decided that his time and his tenure was finished at Dundalk for the reasons that he quoted, So he's come in, he settled in. He done his initiation last night with a sing song as always, which went down a treat. So he's a big player, but we've got experienced players and people. Yes, we lost experience out of the dressing room last year, but with that then comes a year's extra experience for Stevie Fallon, a year's extra experience for the lads who have been here even before I got here, the Clarks, the Quinns, the Callaghers, Mulgrews, Millers, people like that there. So, you know, we've always been a tight knit, and people wonder why we don't disclose, and I read and I hear and I get letters at times from people, why does your man Healy not disclose too much? Because we want to keep it private. We do things the way we want to do, very professionally. We try and keep things out of the press. We try and keep signings or players who are moving on out of the press. And I know people are asking because I see it and I hear it. So by the time the season starts, maybe by a stage next week, we'll have one, two, maybe three more players in through the door. That's the aim we're looking for. I'm not certainly going to jump into signing a player for the sake of we need to sign a player because he needs to play in Lithuania, or we need to sign somebody next week because he needs to play in the return leg. It would be lovely if we got somebody through the door who we felt that not only was going to produce the goods for one game or two games over a consistent basis, certainly over the 10-11 months that we're going to be competing next year. So for those who are asking out there, yes, we're looking, we're always looking, even when we feel as if there's no money left in the budget. Or whatever else, or the players, and there's enough sort of players in the rota. You're always looking. You're either looking for 3 months, 4 months down the line, or you're looking for 6 months potential pre-contracts. We're always looking. It's not as if we just go about, we train, we play, we go home, and then we come and train, play, and then go home again. You know, there's a lot of discussions, a lot of phone calls, and getting somebody through the doors sometimes can be a challenge until the player agrees with his family, himself, his agent, his kids, or whatever else that they have to deal with. You're never certain until somebody's through the door, but we're, for the people out there who are asking, we're always looking, that's for sure.
For the players who are available here tomorrow, and I know there's one or two unavailable, it's a big platform, it's a big stage, it's a big opportunity to make a name for yourself, and you are going to look for your big, you know, your Mulgrews, your experienced players, but there's a lot of young players here. It's a great opportunity for them on this, the highest stage in club football in the Champions League, isn't it?
Yeah, it's great, and it's great to see the freshness in the squad. And yes, are they ready? Well, nobody knows when a player is going to be ready to step into a first team environment at any level, whatever level of football and world football. So we've a freshness in. There's good experience in. There's good legs. There's good energy. There's different aspects to different people's games that they can bring to the table, and it's important because we're going to need 10-11 players to bring their big parts of their individual game tomorrow night to make it a collective performance. And say we're under no illusion, it's going to be a challenge. The pitch is obviously 4G. We're pretty used to that now in our own domestic league, that, you know, you play at Solitude, Seaview, Larne, Coleraine now, so there is grounds where we've played, and I say it shouldn't be. We train on 4G now at Midgley, so it's not a case of 5-6 years ago. I remember coming to the club and people says, well, Linfield are training on the grass pitch at Midgley and they can't win at Seaview and they can't win at Solitude. I think we've sort of, you know, certainly with the performance over the last 4 or 5 years, we've proved that we can, we're more than a match for anybody on any surface.
Your captain, 40 European games. If he's selected tomorrow, 41 European games, he's setting some record now, isn't he?
Yeah, Jamie will play tomorrow, no doubt about that, Andy. That's a question that you're asking. Jamie will play. And again, and rightly so, because he leads from the front. He epitomises everything that we want in a footballer and a Linfield player. He epitomises what I want in the dressing room. So I've absolutely no doubt, and I'm sure this year, with the schedule that we're going to have and the demanding schedule, hopefully with the European games at the start and the cup competition, I'm sure he'll be back at it in next year. That Jamie won't, and he'll understand that he's not going to play 40 games this year. I can't imagine there's going to be too many players play 40 games, apart from maybe the Millers and the Quinns, who basically play nearly every week when fit. But say Jamie will play a huge role with the players that have been here, because winning a league's extremely hard. Retaining a league title's going to be even harder, especially with the opposition improving. Some of the opposition teams are going full time, so it's a challenge that we, should want to meet. We do want to meet. I certainly want to meet head on, and you say we welcome the chase, that's for sure.
And Jimmy is one of many leaders we're going to need tomorrow night, but you've got Shields, you've got Jimmy Gallagher, you've got Niall Quinn, you know, you've got numerous. Cameron Palmer is going to be a leader in the future as well. You know, that's what you need for tomorrow night, you know, big players for the big games.
Yeah, and we've got big players in the dressing room, I've no doubt about that. Yes, it would be nice to have maybe one or two in, and I'm sure the players would enjoy having one or two in, but we'll pick our time, we'll pick our player, we'll pick our moment, and when the right player becomes available after hefty negotiations or speaking to whoever that we need to speak to, agents and players, hopefully we can get somebody through the door again.
Goes without saying, David, on behalf of everyone back home who unfortunately can't be here, but they'll be with you throughout the 90 minutes in spirit, all the very, very best for a huge game in our history here at Lithuania tomorrow night.
Thank you, Andy.